Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. If you like it, make sure you follow us. Here's what's happening today, Friday, April 16th. Scientists have grown human cells in monkey embryos. Researchers from the Salk Institute in California have produced what's known as monkey-human chimeras, with human stem cells inserted in macaque embryos in petri dishes in the lab. But some ethicists in the UK are raising concerns, saying this type of work poses significant ethical and legal challenges and opens Pandora's box to human, non-human chimeras. Chimeras are organisms whose cells come from two or more individuals. In humans, this can naturally occur following organ transplants, where cells from that organ start growing in other parts of the body. Scientists say their work could pave the way in addressing the severe shortage in transplantable organs, as well as help understand more about early human development, disease progression, and aging. Next, previous coronavirus infection doesn't fully protect young people against reinfection. That's according to researchers who say despite previous infection and the presence of antibodies, vaccination is still necessary to boost immune responses, prevent reinfection, and reduce transmission. According to an observational study of more than 3,000 healthy members of the US Marine Corps, most of whom were aged 18 to 20, around 10% of participants who'd previously had COVID-19 became reinfected. Scientists say marine microbes could be the answer to replacing chemicals found in food, pharmaceuticals, and beauty products. Professor Stephen Houston coordinates an international team working on a project to replace synthetic petroleum-based surfactants and emulsifiers with sustainable alternatives.
They're not particularly environmentally friendly. They don't biodegrade particularly easily. They're also quite toxic. So when they accumulate in the environment, they're harmful to particularly marine organisms and animals.
The agents are used to stabilise oil in processed foods or cosmetic creams, or reduce surface tension in detergents.
We believe that these biosurfactants are going to be more biodegradable and more environmentally friendly, obviously, and less toxic.
Now, head over to Google and you'll now see the most vivid depiction of our rapidly changing planet in interactive, explorable 3D. The tech giant used 24 million satellite photos from the past 37 years to reveal even greater detail in its time-lapse feature. Users can observe the real effects of urban growth and environmental concerns like deforestation, melting ice caps, and receding glaciers. It's Google Earth's biggest update in 5 years, and it hopes it'll ground debate about climate change. If one school bus-sized fearsome Tyrannosaurus rex seems impressive, Imagine 2.5 billion of them. Researchers have calculated the total T-Rex population during the 2.4 million years the species stalked North America during the Cretaceous period. Factors considered include the size of its geographic range, its body mass, growth pattern, age, its sexual maturity, life expectancy, duration of a single generation, and the total time that T-Rex existed before extinction 66 million years ago. Their analysis, published in the journal Science, puts the total number of T-Rexes that ever existed in the billions, including around 20,000 adults alive at any one time. We'll be back in a minute. Why not follow Tech and Science Daily in the meantime?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
The skies above Beijing have turned yellow and air pollution has soared to severe levels as a giant cloud of sand and dust particles rolled into the city. IQ Air shows Beijing's air quality index rose up to 1300 in some parts, mainly due to larger particles of sand and dust. The particles came from Mongolia, with China's Meteorological Administration saying high winds carried the dusty weather faster and farther than two other sandstorms last month. And finally...
Yeah, this is a bit peculiar, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
These are the shocked reactions of two friends 400 miles apart, reunited virtually via live 3D holograms. Two dining pods, one in London and one in Edinburgh, allow people to eat with their loved ones as though they're in the same room. Life-sized 4K quality holograms are projected on each end using an array of cameras and lights arranged in a 360-degree cube. You're up to date. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.